From the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Early voting records have been shattered across the country as the race for the White House intensifies in this final weekend before the election.
And Bay Area voting centers will open their doors in just a matter of hours. What election workers want you to know.
San Francisco has been hailed as a success story for containing the virus. So why is the city putting the brakes on reopening?
When this virus starts taking off, it takes off quickly.
Well, good morning. Happy Halloween. It's Saturday, October 31st. I'm Emily Turner.
And I'm Devin Feely. First, some breaking news. Overnight, Hollywood icon Sean Connery died. We'll bring you an update later in the show. But let's go first to meteorologist Aaron Peck with a check of our weather.
This is going to be a spectacular late October, early November Halloween weekend weather-wise. We're like 10 to 15 degrees above average, if you hadn't noticed, when you're outside. And that's not going to change until the end of the seven-day forecast. More on that later. First, let's get you ready for this Saturday morning. Pretty shot there looking up at the Salesforce Tower, and we're starting to see the typical winter morning scenario. It's 10 degrees colder in Santa Rosa right now than everywhere else. 4 degrees lower than where you are right now, and it would be freezing in Santa Rosa at 36. That's real typical this time of year for those sheltered valleys up in Sonoma and Napa County. But look where we're going for today. Daytime highs inland, numbers are reversed. Inland will be 82, the coast will be 69, the bay right in the middle, those numbers don't change. We'll flip those around coming up a little later. And if you are thinking ahead towards Halloween tonight, temperatures will be near 70 by 8 o'clock this evening still if you're inland. I'll see you with more on this story coming up in a few minutes. For now, guys, back over to you.
All right, to campaign 2020 now. There are many Bay Area voting centers opening up this morning as voters return their ballots in record numbers. The top of the Salesforce Tower in San Francisco was lit up overnight with the word vote. KPIX 5's Betty Yu is at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara County and shows us what to expect there.
At the Registrar of Voters in San Jose, car after car dropped off bags of ballots collected from drop-off boxes across the county. It was buzzing with activity. Kenny Garrison decided to vote early for the first time to avoid any hiccups on election day.
I've always voted on the day of. I get up early. It's like my first stop for the day. And I've voted in every election since I was 18. So it is important to me. But today wasn't that bad. I really did appreciate having a little bit of flexibility.
By this time in 2016, the county had received more than 200,000 ballots. This year, more than 511,000 ballots are already in. The county has already broken a record for reaching 1 million registered voters.
But we do want to encourage voters, make sure you sign the back of that envelope, make sure you put the date and the address on the back. So that's very important. That's the number one reason why the ballot gets rejected.
Workers finished setting up the vote center at the Mountain View Community Center, which is expected to have long lines. It was the fourth most visited location during the primaries.
If you can drop off your vote by mail, absolutely do so. You won't have to wait in line for that. If you want to vote in person, which I completely understand, there may be a bit of a wait. You can check the county website for expected wait times at the different vote centers.
Vote centers are also taking COVID-19 very seriously. Booths will be sanitized after each use, and social distancing will be strictly enforced. Even though Santa Clara County has already started to count ballots, it can't announce any results until 8 p.m. on Election Day. If you still haven't registered, you still have time to do so this weekend through Election Day at any of the vote centers. In Santa Clara, Betty Yu, KPIX 5.
And starting this morning, the Coliseum and the Oakland Arena will become Alameda County's largest voting center. It will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Monday, and then from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day itself. The Oakland A's are covering the cost of operating the site. And you can also vote at the Warriors affiliate, Santa Cruz Warriors, Kaiser Permanente Arena. In San Francisco, the Thrive City area around the Chase Center will be open. And in the South Bay, the SAP Center in San Jose will also be a voting center. Happening today, the Marin County Transit District is offering free fare days in an effort to help voters get to the polls. The free rides begin today countywide, and they continue through Election Day on Tuesday.
It's the final weekend of the presidential campaign, and both candidates crisscross the Midwest, holding multiple rallies in multiple states. Today, Joe Biden will be in Michigan with former President Barack Obama. President Trump will spend the day in Pennsylvania. CBS's Skylar Henry has the latest.
President Trump and Joe Biden attacked each other once again over the coronavirus pandemic.
Biden wants to keep everyone locked up.
I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus.
As new cases rise in nearly every state, the president promised a vaccine in a matter of weeks. But his rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin was under fire before it even started. As the local hospital system warned, it was a bad idea. The city has one of the highest infection rates in the country. At a drive-in rally in Des Moines, Iowa, the former vice president vowed to restore unity to the nation.
Honk if you want America to be united again. We cannot afford four more years of Donald Trump.
The president tried to present his Democratic challenger as lax on law and order.
During one of the debates, I said, hey, Joe, say the words law and order. Can you do it? He wouldn't do it because he didn't want to lose the radical left.
Early voting is continuing across the U.S. with more than 83 million ballots already cast. More than 9 million Texans voted early, surpassing the state's total vote from the 2016 presidential election.
We have the opportunity to change how things are going in our country with our vote. I think that's a big thing for me and a big thing for my friends.
Early voting operations around Los Angeles expanded to include sports venues like Dodger Stadium. Skylar Henry, CBS News, the White House.
President Trump addressed a considerably smaller crowd than previous rallies overnight after Minnesota capped the attendance to prevent the further spread of the virus.
Well, stick with us on Election Day. We have a special edition of KPIX 5 News starting at 3 p.m., and then that's followed by the CBS Evening News and special America Decides election coverage. We're also going to be bringing you the local results throughout the evening on KPIX 5, as well as CBSN Bay Area at KPIX.com.
The U.S. Postal Service says it's taking extraordinary steps to try to deliver ballots before the election. On Tuesday, a federal judge ordered the Postal Service to work harder to deliver ballots on time. Now the Postal Service has announced Sunday collection in some places. Carriers will also gather the mail early on Monday and Tuesday. In addition, workers were told to check every residential box for outgoing mail, and increased overtime hours were approved to make all of this happen.
A live look this morning at San Francisco. The city has the lowest coronavirus death rate of any major city in the nation. But right now, city leaders are hitting the brakes on new reopenings. Indoor pools, bowling alleys, and gym locker rooms will stay closed. Restaurants and houses of worship will stay at 25% capacity instead of increasing to the 50% capacity as they had hoped and originally were going to do. But schools are still a go with approval. The city's public health director says a pause in the reopenings is due to an increase in the case rate.
In the last 2 weeks, our case rate has gone from about three per 100,000 of population to four. That's a 25% increase. That might not sound like a lot, but when this virus starts taking off, it takes off quickly.
That case rate put San Francisco in the orange tier, and a jump in the hospitalization rate from 21 to 37 patients would put us in the red tier.
And new this morning, according to Reuters, the U.S. has recorded a world record of more than 100,000 coronavirus cases in a single day. It surpasses the 97,000 cases reported by India in September on a single day. The U.S. has also surpassed 9 million coronavirus cases and is now approaching 230,000 deaths. According to an internal memo from the Department of Health and Human Services, ICU beds are 80% full in a quarter of U.S. hospitals. The Midwest is still the nation's epicenter for the outbreak.
New this morning, anyone living, working, or learning at any University of California campus has now been ordered to get a flu shot by tomorrow. UC President Michael Drake made that announcement in an executive order. Those in need of medical, disability, or religious accommodations can request an exemption, however. This morning, the state has a new weapon to control the coronavirus. A new lab could double our capacity at testing. Governor Newsom toured the $100 million facility and even took a test himself. He says the new lab in Los Angeles County will not only increase testing capacity, but also drive down costs from $150 to $30. It's also expected to speed up the testing result times. And breaking news now on a different note, Halloween, Hollywood icon Sean Connery has died at the age of 90. He was, of course, famous for his role as James Bond, and he was the first to bring the role to the big screen. The Scottish actor had a long career, awarded an Oscar, two BAFTAs, and three Golden Globes. He celebrated his 90th birthday in August.